The reading this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 44. Luke 24, beginning at verse 44. After the resurrection, Jesus said to the disciples, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. What's happened to the sunshine today? Goodness me, hopefully it's going to improve a bit later. I don't know about you, but I've thoroughly enjoyed this series of talks we've had on the Holy Spirit. And I think, looking at myself now, if I'm really honest, I think I've been almost missing out on the person of the Holy Spirit. I've been really focusing on the person of Jesus and God the Father, but somehow I've forgotten a little bit about the person of the Holy Spirit. So today, hopefully, we're going to be reminded about that and about the power that God has given us from on high. Quite a few of you will know that I've recently been on a journey of discernment to test my sense of calling to be an ordained priest. And this journey has been a really long one. It's taken well over 2 years just to get to this point. And it's involved lots of interviews and meetings and presentations and reading and studying and prayer. And along that journey, I've been asked some really challenging questions, particularly relating to my spiritual life. And that is what sustains me. I can really remember an interview with one of the assessors. And she said to me, "Caroline, being a priest, being in the ministry, it's tough. What's going to sustain you through that?" Challenging questions. And if I was to pose that question to you, what is sustaining you at the moment? I wonder what your answer would be. Because these are interesting questions, but it got me thinking, hang on a minute. Life can be very tough anyway, never mind being a priest. Life is tough, isn't it? It's full of highs and lows and unexpected circumstances and challenges. Given that there's plenty of situations that can throw us off course from our walk with God and hinder us from seeking the power of the Holy Spirit in our everyday lives, I thought it would be good for us all to look at this together. Let's seek encouragement to live an abundant, spirit-filled life as God intended for us. In this morning's passage, we see Jesus opening the minds of the disciples to understand the scriptures, how his suffering, death and resurrection was foretold through prophecy, how repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Just before he said these words, Jesus had appeared to the disciples, and he ate food in front of them. And at first they thought it was a ghost. He said, "No, I'm here, I'm risen." And he ate in front of them. And Luke, as he recorded these words, he wanted us to be under no illusion that Jesus has risen. Jesus is alive. And this is what he's saying. He's saying to the disciples, "You are witnesses of these things. And I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high." So do we read these verses and think, wow, that's great. The apostles needed the Holy Spirit. They had quite a task on their hands and not an easy one at that. Just look through the book of Acts and note the opposition and persecution they faced. But at the same time, the Spirit worked powerfully through them in so many amazing ways. So I wonder, if we're honest, are we seeking the same Holy Spirit power in our own lives? Are we following Jesus' instructions to wait and be clothed with power from on high? Because the fact is, we are Christ's followers, his representatives, and he's commissioned us to witness wherever we're called to be in our daily lives. So we also need the power of the Holy Spirit to do this. I'd like to share my first experience of the Holy Spirit and how it led me to faith in Christ. I'd started a new job, and through this I got to know a new work colleague called Janet. After a few times of working together, Janet shared a faith with me, and I couldn't help but notice how different she was to most people. Qualities such as love, joy, peace, kindness and gentleness just radiated from her, and I kept wondering, what's she got that I haven't? I now realise she had the fruit of the Spirit, or Christ-like qualities. Of course, I didn't understand that back then. All I knew is that I didn't have what she had, and I desired that for myself. So Janet and I, we talked a lot, she shared lots of things with me, and I think she could sense that the Holy Spirit was touching me, that it was working in my life. She gently witnessed to me. There was no coercion, and she didn't bash me over the head with a Bible, you'll be pleased to hear. But something miraculous happened. By the power of the Holy Spirit, she simply allowed Jesus to shine through her. The grace and power of the Holy Spirit enabled me to believe. Now I was a Christian, and what a transformation. Paul's words from 2 Corinthians just say it all. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. The impact on me was staggering. I'm simply not the person I was before this wonderful event, and I've been forever changed. And that's what God's done for you too. You're forever changed. When I was far from God, my life was pretty mundane. I completely lacked direction and purpose. Accepting Jesus changed everything. Receiving his complete forgiveness brought such peace and joy I'd never known before. And life seemed now to be multicoloured rather than black and white like it used to be. So you're getting the picture, aren't you, that for me this was quite an awesome experience. So you can imagine my surprise whilst attending an Alpha course a few months later that I learned that God had more to give. Has anyone here been on an Alpha course? Quite a few. So you'll know that there's this, the Holy Spirit Day, the day where all the teachings about the Holy Spirit. And on that away day, I experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. As one of the course leaders prayed for me, it felt as I was being filled by streams of living water, and it was an absolutely tremendous experience. It made me cry, and it totally took my breath away. Our God is so abundant, isn't he? I thought, I didn't know there was more, but there was more to come, and he filled me with his Spirit. God living in me seemed to bring out the best in my personality and character and talents in ways I'd never imagined. For me, this was true with my musical abilities. I'd been quite musical as a child, but as a teenager, I gave it all up. I just thought, well, that was that. You know, I'm not going to play instruments ever again. I'm not going to sing. That was that life, and I carried on. But, of course, God had other plans. And he just led me to be involved in worship and to use the gifts that I had. Years ago, I used to play the cornet. And back then, when I first became a Christian, I had a chance to play again. And it was incredible. I hadn't played for 10 years. And yet, as I started to play, I had this other ability that I'd never had before as a teenager. I could play in different keys. I could play with this great joy. It was wonderful. I knew it wasn't just me. I knew that God was doing something far bigger, far greater through what I was offering. And it was the same with playing guitar as well. I never played guitar before, but I knew he was calling me to step out and learn. So what you see today when I play is yes, I'm giving what I've got, but God multiplies it. God does something far greater with it. I'm sure Janet can recognise what I'm saying. She's nodding away. So whatever you've got, whatever gifts and talents you've got, God wants to use them. He wants to multiply them and bless. He wants you to be a blessing through whatever gifts you've got. Maybe you're good at listening, you're good at hospitality, you're a good organiser, administrator, you're good practically, whatever it is, use it and use it for his glory and ask for his power and he will multiply whatever you give. Walking with the Spirit, receiving the gift of his power, is it always easy and straightforward? Well, in my experience, it's not. There have been times of struggle, spiritual battle, spiritual attack to contend with. During those times, we can easily get discouraged or overwhelmed, can't we? If we're not careful, we can become complacent, perhaps thinking, I can do this by myself. I don't need God. I can do it. Our pride can get in the way, can't it? Or perhaps we're just so busy. Our lives are so full of distractions that we struggle to find that quality time just to rest and be in his presence and receive from him. But Jesus is very clear about staying connected to the source. These are words from John 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated from me, you can't produce a thing. God wants to bring, he wants to produce fruit for us. He wants us to be a blessing to others. He wants to produce that Christ-like character in us, the fruit of the Spirit. And we're to expect pruning too. God the Father is the master gardener. He knows exactly how to cut us back for our own good, to bring an abundance of fruit within us and through us. Pruning is painful, isn't it? In recent years, I've experienced a few struggles. And during these times, I've sensed God speaking to me about my lack of dependence on him, how I've been trying to do things in my own strength. I know I have a tendency to be more like Martha, i.e. busy all the time, rather than Mary, who chose the better way by sitting at Jesus' feet and learning from him. So how do we choose the better way? How do we keep going when everything seems to be pressing in from all sides? I'd like to use two images from the Bible that will hopefully encourage us to seek more of God's power in our lives. And the first is a clay jar. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. God chooses us, even in all our frailty and weakness, to be a witness to others, to be a blessing in our homes, communities and workplaces, to carry his presence wherever he leads. And Paul is saying here, don't focus on the container, but it's priceless contents. We've got rich treasure inside of us. It's God's power dwelling in us. It's his power, not ours. So let's plug into the power source so his light can shine through us. Paul continues in 2 Corinthians to talk about a thorn in the flesh. He He doesn't say exactly what the thorn is, but it's obviously difficult for him. And he pleads three times to the Lord, take it away. But God doesn't remove this, but he lovingly replies, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Are you feeling burdened this morning? Have you decided that God can't use you because of what you're suffering or what you're enduring at the moment? God says to you, my grace is sufficient for you. He loves you and he chooses you right where you are. In faith, give him all that you have and ask him to fill you with his presence and power. The second picture is one of an eagle soaring. Many of you will know these wonderful words from Isaiah 40. But those who wait upon God will get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Do you get tired? I get really tired. So we need his strength, don't we? When I was a younger Christian, I'd try and seek out opportunities for spiritual highs. You know, they've sort of been zapped by the Holy Spirit. And I just went from one zapping moment, and it might be months and months later before there was another zapping moment of the Holy Spirit. But actually, as I've grown a little older and wiser, I've come to realise that that's not really the way to go. This is more about fellowship and relationship with God. You know, when we accept Christ into our lives, the barrier between us and God the Father is removed, allowing us to enter into a relationship. We become sons and daughters of God in the spiritual sense. What a wonderful privilege. We can have an intimate, deep relationship with the Creator of the universe. So don't live like a spiritual pauper. Don't try to do things in your own strength. As I say these words, I say it to myself as well. Because we're children of the King, and we can come to him daily as many times as we need and receive the spiritual treasure that he has for us. Jesus said, didn't he, we need to become more like children to enter the kingdom of God. I just believe that God is saying to us, this is my gift to you. What do children do when they have this gift in front of them? They can't wait to run to it and open it, can they? But perhaps we become hesitant and, you know, we just need to get that child quality back, and we run to him and receive that gift and open it and enjoy it. Let's trust him and his powerful presence. Let's not lose the wonder of God's divine nature or his eternal perspective. So these days, as far as I possibly can, my day is starting with prayer and it's ending with prayer, and there's a daily rhythm of walking with God. I'm feeding on God's word every day, and I'm listening to him. I'm talking to him, and I'm asking for strength to get through the day, asking for more of his presence to fill me and flow through me. That's the difference, that's the change that's happened in me, but it's taken a long time for me to get to that point and realise that's the way to live. Because he wants us to be clothed with power from on high. He wants us to know that there's treasure within, however weak we feel on the outside. And he wants us to soar on wings like eagles. Amen.